Let's do this. We haven't done this in a little while, actually. Let's do the gas price roundup around the province of Alberta. Darcy sends me a text. I just saw for $133.9 in Calgary. Okay. Yesterday, I saw at the Costco $123.9. I think the other stations were closer to $127.9, and some were still hanging around at $130-something. So a little all over the map. But apparently it got really cheap. Some places in Red Deer. So let's see if we can't find out what's going on. Let us know what you've seen as you're driving around Alberta this morning. I'm going to chat with Dan McTague now, who is the president of Canadians for Affordable Energy, and see if we can figure it out. Hi, Dan. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, good to be here, Shay. Thanks for having me.
Okay, let's start with where should a liter of gas be priced in Alberta right now? What's the cost? What would you expect to see if everything, you know, played out the way it typically does?
Well, look, wholesale price for gasoline is about $1, $1.02. Your taxes, all federal, works out to 10 plus 11.05. That's the excise tax, that's the carbon tax, and your GST on top of that, another 5. So roughly about $1.26 is what the break even is for a lot of gas stations, unless they have a great relationship with their supplier, or they have another means in which to offset the loss. But you're seeing 122.9. That's below cost.
Yeah.
The difference. Yeah. Go ahead.
I saw 123.9 at the cost, but I just got a text from a listener saying it's 16. This is Rob saying it's 116.9 at the Centex in Red Deer. That's right now this morning. 116.9. Yep. They've been pretty low in some parts of Red Deer for a while now.
Yeah, they have. It's a gas war. Shane, there's no doubt about it. That obviously there's a lot of supply out there, or you know, someone. Someone wants to discipline someone else, and they've all decided to jump in on the in the fray. And of course, if it's costing those gas stations, if they happen to be using what's called the Calgary rack versus Edmonton, they pay about 2.5 cents a liter more. You can see it's $1.30 now. So again, it really depends on what the wholesale price is. A lot of gas stations get the what's called the rack wholesale price, less a penny or two, maybe three, depending on their volumes. But any way you slice it, best case scenario, you're buying your gas for 123 to 128. If someone's selling for 116.9, well, listen, I guess they're getting a second mortgage on their home.
So what's the deal then? Are they just caught up in the war and you got to beat the guy next? I mean, why would you want to sell your gas like you're saying? That's not, you know, a little bit. That's 7-8 cents a liter below cost.
It is, and it's likely that they're getting what's called dealer support. So the dealer is basically saying, whoever's supplying, look, we're in this thick. You have to meet your competitor. We don't want to lose ground. We don't want to lose market share. So you have to match them. And if you're losing 4 or 5 cents a liter, we'll cover you. You're not going to make any money, but you're not going to lose money either. You better hope that, of course, you're selling lots of coffee and beef jerky inside the store, because you're not making money selling gasoline.
Gas wars, I remember more often when I was a kid, but there's a station in my neighborhood in Edmonton that throughout this entire thing has been selling gas for 2 or 3 cents cheaper than everybody else. And they're lined up for miles, but nobody else has jumped in. How does that happen where all of a sudden you see what happened in a place like Red Deer, where everybody seemed to climb on board?
You don't see that very often, Shane, but what is happening, of course, are some stations have a different way in which they can, you know, they can offer, you know, price for a little bit less. In normal circumstances, gas stations have control over the last 6 to 8 cents a liter. And of course, we saw exaggerations throughout the month late June and July where it was 40 cents, but that's since changed. Beyond that, gas stations are really at the mercy of their competitor and their supplier. And if their competitor has a better means in which to get gasoline much cheaper, such as, for instance, membership cards, or you buy a membership from them every year. Here, I'm, you know, no full disclosure, I have a Costco membership. I pay them a certain fee every year.
Yeah.
They can't honor all my credit cards. So there's advantages and disadvantages. And some gas stations are saying, look, we can't meet the, you know, we can't match these folks. They have a different system. They're using gasoline to cross subsidize, you know, or it's basically a lost leader for them. We'll just let them, everybody line up there. And sooner or later, people are going to realize, say, 3 cents a liter, is it worth waiting 45 minutes in line?
That's the question, exactly. So, Dan, I mean, we've come down a long way from when, you know, we were flirting with that $2 mark. I know they still are in some parts of the country, but here in Alberta, it's down to, I'm not going to say it's a good price, but it's a far cry better than it used to be. What happened? Why did I know the price of oil's come down, but it's sort of bounced around. So why do you think we're saving, you know, in some cases, as much as 60, 65 cents a liter?
There's a belief, at least by paper traders, financial traders, that there is a recession, that we are not, that it's going to be a severe recession, and that every time you hear news about certain parts of the world shutting down or going into lockdown like China, or you hear the Fed is set to, you know, increase interest rates in the United States, here in Canada, all these things point to one simple, and I think it happens to be a false one, outcome, and that's demand destruction. They're saying these right. prices at $2 a liter caused demand destruction. Frankly, it didn't, and it won't. But we're heading towards a significant correction, and I think it's to the upside, probably 20 to 30 cents a liter sometime between now and Christmas. When that happens, I don't know, but I can tell you shale producers in the United States aren't producing. The OPEC nations are not producing. Russia is sending most of its stuff to China and India and South Korea. So at the end of the day, I think we're still dealing with a fundamental critical shortage of fuel. Things like diesel, things like jet fuel, home heating fuel, and oil are all going to continue to exercise upward pressure on price. And sooner or later, paper traders, what I call the algorithms, the financial traders, are going to have to wake up and smell the proverbial coffee.
How much did you say between now and Christmas? 20 cents?
We get 20 to 30 cents, yeah.
Okay.
And that's, of course, assuming we see some normality come back into the pricing of fuel, so that gas stations are charging 8 to 10 cents a liter for a retail margin rather than losing 5 or 6 cents.
Gotcha, yeah. Hey, I got a ton of texts here, Dan, and I'll admit, yeah. I don't know because I never buy diesel. Why is diesel so expensive? First of all, how expensive is diesel and why is it so expensive?
So diesel is really driving the market, much of it due to the fact that we're not producing enough and demand is high. And it is really the world's proverbial workhorse when it comes to fuel. It's much higher. What's happening, of course, in around the world prior to the invasion was serious. It's gotten worse by the fact that Europe is now going to have to switch away from natural gas it can't get to burning coal, to burning oil, to burning diesel. And we've seen in the eastern parts of the United States and Canada, refineries close down. So on the diesel side, it's really a harbinger. It's showing that the world economy is strong, robust, wants to produce more, but can't simply because this product, diesel, or what we call the distillate family, makes stuff like your heating oil. It makes stuff like your urea for your fertilizer. It's used for transportation, planes, trains, automobiles, everything you can imagine out there that moves is, of course, including farming, mining, really a trend-setting, important product, and it's going to remain much higher, especially as you go through the winter period, because it's used as a proxy for heating oil. So get ready. If you don't like what you're paying now, which is about $30, $1.50, $1.40, $1.60 for diesel, it's going to go up. That will guarantee go up another 30 to 35 cents a liter here in Alberta sometime between now and January.
Holy cow. So gas going up, diesel going up even more, and it's already higher.
And gas goes up because diesel is going up. A lot of refineries are trying to take advantage of diesel. It's fallen lately. And I think, again, these are just head fakes. They don't address the fundamentals. That is, that demand continues to surge ahead of supply. And that makes, scarcity is always a factor here. And it means all fuel prices will have to go up. I got to say this, though. I've seen this across North America and around the world. The fact that oil can trade at $83 a barrel when it's in such high demand is nothing short of markets misreading and perhaps, as I mentioned earlier, going for the head fake. They think this is a recession. They're saying it's a recession. Demand destruction is out there. Nothing could be further from the truth. They may be nervous about interest rates, but interest rates don't cause gasoline prices to go up or down. People need them at the end of the day, and the world wants a whole hell of a lot more fossil fuels than at any point in the past, and will continue to do so in the foreseeable future.
Hey, you mentioned the price getting down to like $83 a barrel. We know the cutoff for the 13 cent a liter provincial tax here in Alberta is 90. We start scaling it back. 90, it goes away and you start paying the tax again. I haven't heard anything in the provincial government yet, but when you're talking about the increase between now and Christmas, are you rolling that into it, or would that be on top of it?
Well, that would probably, that's another factor. I'm saying this for the rest of the country, not just for Alberta, obviously. But yeah, I mean, 13 cents a liter, and if it's done on a proportional basis, that'll probably mean if we hit $80 a barrel. I don't see that happening, by the way, but some will say, yeah, that's going to happen. If that is the case, then, of course, you add 3 cents a liter to the price of gasoline. if it's done on a proportional basis. So 80 would be a 6 cent decrease, 90 would be the cutoff point. It really depends on what the formula is that the government has used to do this. And I'm not familiar with that, but to say the least, I don't see a scenario, unless we're talking truly about a global collapse in demand, which really means a depression or a severe recession. I don't see how energy prices can do anything but go up, especially now as Europe enters a very, very dark period, cold winter, which they don't have enough fuel to go around.
Excellent. Dan, as always, appreciate your insight. Thank you, sir.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.